Question came through. Were you always able to hold on to Mu perfectly in constant samadhi? This is a big question. Okay. So, what this person is talking about is doing the Mu koan. And this might be a little bit more for the Zen practitioners out there, a little more specific to Rinzai Zen. And I guess here's a little bit of my take on that. By the time you've been put on the Mu koan, your Zazen has deepened to a level that you've been able to unify in your samadhi in Zazen. You know how to do Zazen. You know how to deepen into it. It takes a couple of years to really know what Zazen is, to really be able to meditate. It takes a couple of years for most people of meditating every day. So even if you've been in the monastery for like a year, often people don't really know what Zazen is yet. So one could say one doesn't really know what Zazen is. Most people don't. They just don't. Not yet. It takes a long time. And once you get to the point where you can sink into this in your Zazen, then you've been doing the sasokan, the breathing. You've been exhaling. And through that long exhalation, your whole being has begun to unify. And then the Mu is this kind of vehicle to take you further into that process, into oneness. And it's really helpful for a certain animal especially. So the Mu, what's it like to do the Mu? So first you get the Mu and you're all day, you're wondering how to do the Mu. You're saying the Mu in your head. Mu, Mu. You're washing dishes, you're raking. Mu, Mu. You're wondering, how do I do this? How do I do this? I don't understand, I don't understand. I'm just doing this all day. I'm doing this all day, this Mu in my head. I'd rather be doing other things. I'd rather be living my life. Even in the monastery, you'd rather be living your life. And yet, okay, I got to return to this Mu. Mu, Mu, Mu. Okay. And then you go every day a couple times. You see the Roshi and he's sort of drilling into you. Mu. Mu, he's yelling. You're not yelling yet often. It hasn't ripened to a point yet where you're actually going to yell and express the Mu. And you're there, and as it starts to deepen, the Mu starts to come through your system. It's deeper. There's something going on. You don't quite know what's going on. Somehow you're being guided. In your meditation, you're being guided deeper. You're kind of falling into it deeper. Oh, this is something interesting is happening. And then you're living your life there. You're cooking, and then all of a sudden you start to hear the Mu. The Mu is there. You don't need to make the Mu happen. It's just there. But you wake up in the morning, and there's the Mu. The Mu's there. You hear. The bird is calling. The bird is crying in the distance, and Mu, it's Mu. You start to melt with that, okay, and yet still you haven't discovered yet that the Mu is where you are. It's not somewhere else. So you're still going somewhere. Like, oh, here I am. I've got to do the Mu. I'd rather be doing this, but I'm going to do the Mu, okay, and so you reach out and Mu, Mu, and And there's this part of you that wishes you were doing something else. And it really has to, that time has to come where we see where I am home, where I am. This is where the mu has to happen. It can't be somewhere else that it's happening. It can't be that I go somewhere else for the mu, that I wish I felt better doing something else. It has to be that the mu is with us. It's what we are. It's not going somewhere else. And as that happens, we're in a conversation with someone and we start to become lost in the mu. This isn't something we can understand. It just starts to happen. We're in the mu. We're talking to them and the mu comes out somehow. Or we start to be able to kind of see mu. The mu is all around us. Our vision changes. Our body changes. We start to kind of live in this sea of mu. It's not something you can understand. It's something bigger that's happening. Something is unifying and you're going in to see the Roshi and finally it's like this cup is overflowing. You're there and you're training, you're doing your zazen. And then as you come in to see the Roshi, it just, this bubbling up of energy comes through you, and that bubbling up, that overflowing of energy, the cup overflows and you express through this loud, so loud. You let it out. It's not an effort thing. You're letting this fullness shine through you. So this unification causes this huge energy to come through. And you do that over and over, and every day you're going to see him and you're learning how to bring that into oneness. You bring every fiber into oneness. Your whole being comes into oneness. The 84,000 hair pores, all this, the Roshi would love to talk about. All of that into oneness. And you go and you bring everything you've got and you yell the mu. And then you're there with the Roshi. And you're just gone. You have zero understanding. You're just blank, blank. And he looks at you. And he tells you to keep going, keep going. And you keep going and you've fallen in love somehow with it. You're pummeled by this bigger process going on. You don't know what's going on. You go in to see the Roshi and you go in and you yell the mu, and then you're very emotional somehow. You're crying and the Roshi's crying and you're just lost in this beautiful soup of letting go. And you have no idea what's going on, but you know something deep is happening. And you just learn to let that happen more and more. And then you keep going with it. You're in this process, this great process. And so the idea of holding the mu perfectly all the time, this is an idea of something I've got to do. I've got to hold the mu, and I've got to hold that all the time. This is the wrong way to look at it. What happens is the mu becomes a process of unfurling that wants to happen through your system. This unification wants to happen, and you learn how to let the mu take over. There's this bigger life shining through you, and you learn how to let that change every cell. So it becomes less about I'm doing this than this is trying to happen. This life, this true nature is calling to us to open up to it, this bigger life. And then you keep going with that. You keep going and you give everything you've got. You give everything you've got to this process coming through you. And it's like you're gently holding the mu as you're ushered through this huge process, climbing through this entanglements of where you're holding. And you come and you're open. You're in this open vista and you yell the Roshi, you yell the mu to the Roshi, and he's there and you're gone. You're gone over and over. And then one day you're doing it, doing the mu. You've sharpened to this. Every fiber is just electrified. You're just like a balloon waiting to burst, and you've drilled through. It's like you've drilled this. It's like you're drilling for oil down and deeper and deeper and deeper, and then one day you. Miraculously, you touch this, the core, this source, this huge, great life energy, this endless energy, and you touch that, and it blast through you someday. And if you're lucky, you kind of control the Roshi, you bring that into the Roshi that day, and he can see it, and he can say, you've done it. You've walked it that honestly. And then that's where the training really begins. You've touched this true, true, true place. Unmistakable. You know that with all of your being. And then you learn how to function. You learn how to ripen from that place. You've turned the lead into gold, and now you learn how to be a person with that. Learn how to function and be helpful and bring that through your everyday life, your manifestation of everyday life. And that's a long, long, beautiful, beautiful process. But my point is, at a certain point, it's trying to happen. We let it happen. If it was about us doing it, that wouldn't really be that interesting. It's that this true nature is calling to us. It's calling. And we get on that ride and we let it guide us towards this inevitable breakthrough. Thanks so much for the question.